Cooking Failure Rescue. Audio narration. Cooking Failure Rescue. A diagnostic index of the 30 ways everyday cooking goes wrong, and the specific thing to do when it does. Most kitchen disasters are not personal failings. They are temperature failures, timing failures, sequence failures, or emulsifier shortage failures. Each one has a name. Each one has a lever. Once a cook can name which lever to pull, the dish becomes diagnosable instead of mysterious. The 30 patterns and what holds them together. The index covers 30 failure clusters drawn from over 2,000 mistakes documented across more than 400 recipes. The largest clusters describe the things home cooks meet most often. Sauces and dressings that broke or curdled. Proteins that overcooked or dried out. Pans that were too hot or not hot enough. Salt that arrived in the wrong amount at the wrong moment. Garlic that turned bitter. Pasta or rice that came out gummy or hard. Eggs that went rubbery. Mise en place that was skipped, and the cook was chasing the soy sauce while the aromatics burned. What these failures share is structure. A sauce does not break because of bad luck. It breaks because the fat was added too fast for the emulsifier to absorb, or because the temperature passed the coagulation point of egg yolk, or because the dairy met an acid without buffering. A protein does not dry out because the cook is careless. It dries out because lean cuts pass through their working window in seconds, and the difference between juicy and dry is a few degrees of internal temperature. How the diagnostic works. The page is organized so a cook with a problem can find the failure that matches what just happened, and read the fix without reading the rest. There is no narrative arc to climb. Each cluster has the same anatomy, a name for the failure, a one-paragraph summary of why it happens, and then a list of real recipes from this site, where the same pattern shows up. Take a broken emulsion. The summary explains that emulsions, custards, dairy-based sauces, and butter sauces break when the temperature swings too far, or the fat is added too fast. The fix is patience. Lower the heat, add the fat in a thin, steady stream while whisking, or rebuild with a fresh yolk or a fresh dairy base. The same logic governs a hollandaise that broke, a vinaigrette that separated, and a cream soup that curdled when the lemon went in too early. Three different dishes, one diagnostic. Or take a thin sauce. The summary names three causes: too much liquid, not enough reduction time, or a roux that was not cooked long enough. The fix is to simmer uncovered to evaporate, or to finish with a small slurry of cornstarch, kuzu, or beurre manier. The cook does not need to remember the chemistry, they need to know which question to ask first. Why the failures cluster the way they do? The clusters are not arbitrary. They reflect how cooking actually fails at home. Heat appears in two opposite forms. Heat too high, where the surface browns before the inside cooks. Heat too low, where the pan never gets hot enough to drive off moisture, so food steams instead of browns. Both produce a disappointing dish, but the fixes are mirror opposites. Recognizing which one happened is the first move. Salt failures cluster around timing rather than amount. The dish was salted late, so the inside tastes flat, and the surface tastes sharp. Or the dish was reduced after salting, so the same amount of salt became too concentrated. The fix is almost never to add or subtract salt at the end. The fix is to season in layers and taste at each stage. Aromatic failures cluster around the same two errors, over and over. The garlic was added too early and burned. The fresh herb was cooked from the start and contributed nothing. The dried spice was tossed in raw, off heat, and never released its volatile compounds. These are not three separate problems. They are three faces of one principle. Aromatics have a release window, and the cook either hits the window or misses it. What this index is and what it is not. This page is the index of where things go wrong. It is not the grammar that names why they go wrong. The grammar lives in the third chapter of the Atlas, on moisture and texture, which treats moisture as a transaction and every failure on this page as a transaction that ran the wrong direction. Read the chapter once, then this page reads as a diagnostic worksheet rather than a list. The page is also a living index. It is rebuilt every time the recipe corpus grows. If a failure has not been documented yet, it usually means none of the recipes have hit it. The clusters with the highest counts are the ones home cooks meet most. The clusters with smaller counts are still worth reading, because the failures they describe tend to be the ones that wreck a dish silently. If you have come to this audio after a disappointing dinner, the most useful next move is to find the cluster that matches what happened, read the one-paragraph summary, and try the fix once. The second most useful move is to read the Atlas chapter on moisture, which is the underlying grammar of most of these failures. Both are free, and they take less time than the next dinner.